Good day, metal gents from Land Down Under. Drush is your instructor today. For this episode, we'll talk about when virtual helicopters flip upside down in a sim game called War Thunder. Surprisingly, this also applies to Digital Combat Simulator, despite the higher simulation level. By the end of today's episode, you'll have the understanding and potential to be better at flying pure cyclic and collective helicopters, and as a bonus, you'll be able to perform diving shots on his weak tank top safely, without worrying about face-planting Mother Nature. So reject his ejection seats and strap yourself into an awesome episode about flying bricks. Flipping over in a helicopter can be very scary. If you've flown helicopters for some time already, chances are you've already experienced the flip from overspinning. The flip is as a result of a somewhat poorly implemented feature into both DCS and War Thunder called the rotor blade stall, or RBS. The RBS in a nutshell is when the retreating blade is relatively too slow to compensate for the asymmetric lift and stalls with a high angle attack. Such usually happens in real life when rotor speed is too slow with a high collective blade pitch setting, while additionally excessively inputting counter roll and forward cyclic. War Thunder and DCS are much more simple, however, where it usually only happens as a result of overspeeding. A retreating blade stall in DCS and War Thunder results in an uncommanded roll to the side of the retreating blade. However, in real life, it also results in a sudden and possibly violent pitch up, meaning it's self-correcting, well, at the expense of possibly slicing your own tail off. Such usually doesn't exist in War Thunder or DCS, however, so it's up to the pilot to correct themselves out of what is usually an unrecoverable rolling dive for a fatal impulse of the ground. Do not fear for long, for I have the solution. I have been flying shit thunder since 2013. I was formerly known as a guy who played with eye-bleeding, slideshow frame rates, like I'm literally talking an average of 8 FPS in some maps. I'm also part of Wings of Victory, the leading international speaking dueling squadron for the simulation community of War Thunder. If I can achieve this without good equipment such as VR head tracking, I'm sure you can too. Anyhow, if you're in such a state that you still can control the roll without too much speed, simply reduce collective, correct the roll accordingly, and wait for your airspeed to drop before resuming normal flight. However, if you cannot correct a roll, chances are you're probably already inverted now, headed straight for the ground. If this is you, you are way too fast, and the only solution is to turn yourself into a perishing Beyblade and let the gyro precession do all the work for you. To do this, you will need to increase collective, which further stalls the rotor, and you must absolutely pull the stick all the way back. This will accelerate your roll into a vomiting state, but trust me, in addition to these inputs, you will assist the roll in the direction your helicopter wants to roll, and finally, input as much yaw to assist the rollover. If done right, your helicopter should now transform into a frisbee and self-upright gyroscopically, stable with the nose leading to the horizon. You may now additionally find yourself in a momentary vortex ring state during the transition from horizontal to vertical flight. This should be temporary, however. Unfortunately, this technique does not work for sluggish helicopters, such as the MIL MI-4, and for DCS players, it will also mean that you will now have to deal with lots of tail rotor effectiveness. But either way, being in a dizzy spin with a loss of tail authority is always preferable to face-planting the earth, am I right? You can always use this newfound knowledge to your advantage. Here's an example. Those in the Reddit War Thunder community may know a player by the name of Bruce Leroy. He is otherwise known as the Helicopter Stuntman, which played realistic battles with a VR headset. He provided strategy in 1v on flying the Japanese UH-1B helicopter, otherwise known as a Hiyodori, by suggesting players climb to altitude, observe what shoots back at you, and determine your threats. Identify the best clutter opponents, dive on them, and launch as many rockets as required. Proceed to recover from the dive using my special RBS technique before proceeding to perform evasive maneuvers and finish up any opponents as required. I recently saw his tutorial video and I tried out his side climbing strategy and surprisingly managed to wipe out 5 players in a single dive. Keep in mind that the Japanese Huey is only capable of launching a pair of Hydra fin folding aero rockets 14 times. To quote what Bruce said, if you master rocketry in a UH-1B, or heck, even the Italian AV-205, which has half the rockets, you're sure to be capable of flying any helicopter in the game. Well, minus adverse roll and pitch phase lag effect of some helicopters, but that's for another time. So remember, try not to flip. If you do, ease that stick back, roll with the roll. This is Dryage signing out, and do hope to see more whirly birds in the air.